USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A house full of unsupervised children in Virginia were given sleeping pills by another child, causing them to be hospitalized overnight. Hopewell, Virginia police were called to a home where they found four children, ages 1 to 4, unresponsive. Three more children found in another part of the home were awake but lethargic. The adult who was supervising the children left to go to the store. He called 911 upon returning and finding the children. It was not immediately clear the adult's relationship to the children or if he'll face any charges. NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels this morning to discuss actions against Russia for its part in invading neighbor Ukraine. We're waiting for official statements soon. Idaho on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after the Texas heartbeat law, banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allowing it to be enforced through lawsuits. Republican Governor Brad Little signed the law but said he still had concerns about whether the law was constitutional. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Exactly 1 month since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, the leaders of NATO, the G7, and the European Union have convened a trio of summits in Brussels to coordinate the next phase of the Western response to Russia's attack on Ukraine. NATO leaders pose for a family photo before beginning their work behind closed doors. Japanese military officials announced North Korea tested an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday. That's the first time since 2017. With Americans suffering from inflation, it's not a wonder why President Biden's job performance is getting a failing grade.
President Joe Biden's approval rating amongst both Democrats and Republicans has dropped to a new low as only 40% are approving, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. The poll found respondents listed the economy as their number one concern, followed by war and foreign conflicts. And in a separate poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal, more than half of those surveyed believe President Biden will not seek re-election in 2020.
That's John Hunt reporting. USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street Wednesday as crude oil prices rose to $122 a barrel. The Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average remained in the red for the week. Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, told Newsmax on Wednesday that if confirmed by the Senate, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the most radically left activist judge on the Supreme Court.
She states she doesn't know whether a 20-week baby that hasn't been born yet feels pain. So I think that she's going to constantly dodge that question, but what she cannot dodge is her record, that she's soft on crime. You know, think about it. This is the judge that wiped out President Trump's expedited removal of illegal aliens. This is the judge who worked so hard to get the Gitmo war prisoners out of Guantanamo Bay. She's soft on crime. She can't run from that. You can mark my word. This will be the most radically left activist judge on the Supreme Court when this is all said and done. The life issue, we know where she stands on that.
Ukraine said it attacked Russian-occupied port facilities in the Azov Sea city of Berdyansk Thursday, setting off a large fire and destroying a Russian ship as the war is now 1 month old. The port has become a major logistics hub for Russian forces. Video from the area showed smoke billowing from the berthing area, and Kyiv said the attack destroyed the Russian Navy landing ship, Orsk. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.